Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Rise podcast. We are talking today about follow-ups and how most business comes from follow-ups. So if you're not following up, you're potentially leaving some money on the table. So we've got a couple examples of how we've done this in our own businesses and a couple ways that you can actually do this as well.
Yeah. The reason we're talking about follow-ups is because we had a question in the mastermind, which started yesterday. We are
at time of recording this. Literally yesterday.
So we are currently on day two. Maybe while you're listening to this, it's maybe like day five or something like that of the Creative Rise Mastermind, which we have 31 businesses in this round of the mastermind. And this is round 11, which is so cool. So this
it's officially like 320 awesome. People, I think, that have gone through this now that these guys are all in round 11. It's crazy.
Amazing.
This group is killer. We want to do a quick shout out to everyone from round 11.
Yes.
Here we go. So we got Dagan from Queensland, Australia, Ashley from California, Brooke from Queensland, Australia, John from Florida in the U.S., Owen from Montana in the U.S., Stu from British Columbia, Canada, Kat from Ontario, Canada, Damien from Switzerland, all the way to Switzerland, Jules from Germany, Sarah from Tennessee, Aaron from Banff, Devin from Calgary, Avery from California, Ashton from Auckland, New Zealand, Taylor from North Carolina, Riley from South Australia, Marie and Javier from Georgia, Soraya from New Jersey, Georgie from Tofino, Christian from Tennessee, Lexi from Ontario, Canada, Daniel from Canada, Dale from British Columbia, Canada, Aiden from Montana, U.S., and then Emilio Kennedy from New Zealand, Chelsea from Ontario, Canada, Ivan from British Columbia, Canada, and Daniel from California, Canada. And then the last three here, Aiden from British Columbia, Canada, Jared from Ontario, Canada, and then Kenna from California, which is so epic. So it is a phenomenal group. We kicked it off last night, had our first group call. It was actually our welcome call. And it was so cool to see people in Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Canada, and the U.S. Six countries.
We had some MVPs staying up
amazing.
Till like 3 a.m.
Yeah. We really try our best to find time zones that are going to work. 4:30 Pacific Standard Time is typically the time where it works for the Aussies and the Kiwis because it's the morning. It works for North Americans after work because it's you know right after work or into the evening for East Coasters. But for those Europeans, it's a little bit later.
Late.
Shout out to Jules. She was on till like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my gosh, this is so worth it. I'm staying on.
To be honest. So it was so cool.
It was so good.
Really cool. We got to hot seat everyone, talk about why they were there. And then we also opened it up for Q&A at the end because we were like, even though this is just an intro call, let's start building our businesses. And Sarah from Tennessee asked a great question about pitching Airbnbs, pitching travel accommodations, and how to do that either in exchange for just stay or for also paid. And I was like, you know what? Always in the mastermind, we're like, okay, these are things that we've done before. Let's just literally not reinvent the wheel. Let's just take what's worked before and give people what works. And then they can adjust it for however they want. So we both went and stayed in Kauai and worked with this awesome, huge house, beautiful Airbnb. And I was like, oh, I got them on a job. So I'm just going to go back through my Instagram, go to my DMs, screenshot the pitch, and then send it to the group. So I go to screenshot it and I was like, okay, I got the screenshot. And then as I like scrolled through the messages, I realized that I followed up with this one Airbnb eight times. The first time I sent my pitch, I waited a few days, didn't hear anything, sent another follow-up, waited a few more days, sent another follow-up. I got like a very small response back of like, I'm kind of interested. I then followed up again. I followed up eight different times throughout the process of getting this deal. And at one point, I remember being like, maybe I should just stop following up. Like, this doesn't seem like they're that in. Like, they would be responding if they were interested is what I had in my head at the time. But then I remember just thinking, no, let's just like keep following up. And I was looking through the screenshots and I had followed up so much. Literally, this is my last message to her before she hired me. I sent over just like another follow-up and then just a simple, she goes, this all looks great. Let me do it. You in? Like, it was just the most comical.
Of course I'm in. I've been following up with you for 8 times.
Such a comical response to all of these follow-ups. But it is true. People are busy. And I would say, in my career, 80% of the jobs I've landed have come from follow-ups, which means if you're not following up,
You're leaving money on the table.
You're leaving probably, you could be leaving 80% of your money on the table. Yeah. So you guys, the power of follow-ups is so real. And I remember dropping all of this. I dropped not only the pitch, but then all of the follow-ups I did in the group chat and just said, hey, you guys, like, this is just a prime example. Follow-ups are everything. And it was so cool because people were responding going, ah, like, I always feel annoying or needy doing follow-ups, but I think I need to ditch that stigma. And I'm like, absolutely. Because here's the thing. It feels needy and desperate if your pitch is all about you. But if your pitch is actually to solve a problem that they have, it is on you. It is your duty to keep following up until they tell you stop, right? Until they tell you, I'm not going to move forward. I don't need you, whatever that is. It's actually like an act of love to sell to somebody. Totally, so doing follow-ups in a healthy and respectful way is, awesome for your business.
Totally. Because if you had not followed up, we would have not gone and stayed there, done the partnership, done the work for them. Therefore, they wouldn't have any of the content that they're now using. They posted some of it again like 2 days ago. This was like over a year ago that we shot this. And they posted a little bit of it a couple days ago too. I saw it resurface. I'm like, man, they're still using this content to help them book out their Airbnb, which is a beautiful spot in Kauai. Yeah. So
Joey, I have a question.
My point was, If we didn't continue to follow up with them, they could still be running off zero content that's really serving to build their Airbnb's brand. Yeah. Therefore, their brand would be smaller. Therefore, their bookings are probably smaller, right? Yeah. So it is, as you said, it's a duty. Before we get into like what follow-ups are, like describe that. You said it's an act of love. You said it's a duty to follow up. What do you mean by that?
I mean that if you have something that can really help somebody, you're looking at their situation going, this, I have something that they need, right, for their desired outcome. So for an Airbnb, it's I want to book more people. I want to fill up my social calendar. I want to have more bookings month to month than I do right now, right? That is every Airbnb's goal. Mm-hmm. If right now they are not fully booked out. Now, if someone's fully booked out every single month for a year in advance, then maybe they don't need your services,
Pitching
right?
them on call. Let me help you with some
selling
content.
Selling corn so to
can,
a corn farmer. It's
you
not
can get
work.
More people. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. But if you notice, hey, I'm looking through the Airbnb calendar and there are slots that are open that are not taken, you're not sold out in advance, then that is something that they need, right? And the way to do that is to get more eyes in front of their business, to get more engaged people looking at their content, whether it's their ranking on Airbnb with professional photos, whether it's they're building a brand online, whatever that is. If they know, if you can see that they don't have something that could help them grow in what they're looking to do, then it really is such a great thing to have a partnership like that, especially if you're just doing an exchange for stay, right? Like that could be the return on investment for them is so high.
Huge.
So following up is an act of love, in my opinion. Now, there's, I think, some ways that are not an act of love in certain ways to follow up. So this is the question I was going to ask you, Joey. How much following up is too much following up?
I don't think there is too much following up.
Even frequency?
No, I mean, are you asking me like how many times a day or what are you asking
me? Yeah, I'm saying like, what's a healthy, like if someone's thinking, okay, I've pitched to this company once, what should be my rhythm of following up that's appropriate, respectful? What do you think? How much time in between each follow-up should there be?
Yeah,
that's
well,
what someone's instant thing
is. If you pitch a brand and they don't respond, like let's say you pitch them on Thursday, they don't respond by Tuesday morning, you need to follow up with them on Tuesday, follow up with them on Thursday, and then follow up with them the next Monday. Like every other day, you need to be following up with them for the first probably week and a half, 2 weeks. And then after that, I'd probably go to like once a week, bumping it back up to the top of their inbox.
Yeah.
But so it's a lot. It's more than you probably think and more than you're probably doing.
Yeah.
So how you follow up is important, though.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what would you say is a great follow up? I have a specific follow up I feel like that I like to do, but what would you say
What's
your follow up is?
I'll give mine in a second.
I don't think there's a right or wrong way to follow up. It's dependent on your client, but just my style of
I think there's a wrong way to follow up.
Okay. You can tell me if you think my way is wrong.
Okay.
I like following up in brief follow-ups. I don't like rewriting the whole thing all over again and it's just like this massive email or massive DM or whatever it is. I like doing quick little follow-ups that have like a little piece of value that's connected to their desired outcome and then just like really quick. Because again, I want it to just be like it's bumping them back to my initial email or my initial DM.
Yeah.
So it's just a quick follow-up that doesn't take a ton of time. You don't have to rework the wheel, just a quick follow-up.
Yeah, so I agree with that. The only way that I would not agree with that is if you're following up, but it's not connected to your original email or your original pitch.
Totally.
If you are following up just by sending a new email and it's not linked to the old email that has more substance in it, you can't follow up with a short little thing. So if you're following up on, let's say, a different platform, like you hit them on email and now you're following up with them on Instagram saying, hey, sent you guys an email, you know, I don't know if you saw it, go check it out. You can't expect them to go check it out because they might have 100 emails in their inbox that are unread right now. So if you're hitting them in a new spot, hey, just following up, here's the substance of what I talked about in the email you missed, here it is. You always have to make sure that you're attaching your follow-up to the substance you've sent before.
Yeah.
That's really important. But
like
the ways that I think following up, and we teach this in the mastermind, we teach this in the outreach templates, pitching course, this is super important. Follow-ups need to be focused on asking yourself the question, why are they not opening this? So there's probably a couple reasons why someone's not responding. Number one, they don't have time. And if they don't have time, what it really means is that your pitch wasn't attractive enough. If they see something they really like, everyone will find 3 or 4 minutes to respond to you via email or via Instagram, via DM, right? So if you think they don't have time, oh, they must be busy, it's probably because your pitch didn't cut through the noise enough, which means you might have pitched yourself too much rather than pitching concepts and ideas that are going to help them, pitching a solution that's going to help them. So your follow-up needs to be one of two things. The first thing needs to be, hey, just bumping this up to top of inbox, you know, wanting to, I know you're probably busy. You can run with that when you're talking to them. I know you're busy, so I'm bumping this right back to the top of your inbox. Really excited about the opportunity to help you guys solve blank, put an X problem. You know, see my previous email below. Bump that back up. That's like the day after or 2 days after if they've not yet responded. Now, if another like 2 or 3 days goes by and you've now sent the original pitch, a follow-up, and nobody's responded, you now need to pitch a new idea.
Yeah.
Pitch a new concept. So again, when you're pitching brands, guys, you're pitching anybody in any industry, Airbnbs, whatever it's going to be, vendors in the wedding space, you're not pitching yourself. That's an aspect of it, but you have to pitch the value, pitch what's in it for them. So instead of me going, hey, I'm Joey and I'm an outdoors photographer and I would love your brand, we should work together. That's a horrible pitch. But if I go, hey, I'm Joey, here's something I love that you guys have been doing. Here's something I think you could do really, really well. And here's how I could do it for you. Let's get on a call. That is a way better pitch, right? Because I'm talking about what they're doing well, and then I'm pitching the value and pitching the opportunity on something they're not doing as well on or where there's room to grow. So if you're not getting a response on your original pitch, you need to start pitching new ideas. A great example of this, Mr. Sam David Smith, a friend of mine, friend of ours, the dude is a legend in the photo space. His work is so good. He's from New Zealand. We actually just saw him like a month and a half ago, in New Zealand. But Sam came into one of the earliest rounds of the Creator Rise Mastermind, and he taught on how he ended up working with the North Face. And his journey to get the North Face as a client, as a photographer, was literally the opposite of simple. I mean, the dude went through like months and months and months of pitching them with no response. And then eventually they started saying, hey, Sam, thanks for your emails, but we're not interested. They started telling him, stop emailing us. And he just kept sending new ideas and new ideas and new ideas. And then all of a sudden one day they went, man, we love this idea. Let's do it. And they sent him on this big job to go shoot for the North Face down in New Zealand. And it's epic. I mean, it was incredible. The photos, the campaign was so cool. He landed his dream job because he followed up like 30 to 50 times with the North Face. Literally every week he's sending new emails, new pitches with new ideas. It's one of the biggest things Sam talked about when he came into the mastermind to train people on how to do this was you have to follow up with consistency and you have to follow up with ideas. You cannot keep feeding them the same thing that they've already decided they don't want to bite. Yeah. You have to follow up with new ideas, give them new hooks that could potentially make them want to work with you.
And I'd also look for how can I also get them to trust me more, to like me more? Because you might have somebody that's interested in your idea, but they're just like, we just don't know we want you to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a few ways you can build trust. One is in your follow-ups. If you can add anything that's like a testimonial or a backlink to a campaign that you did that would be similar to maybe what they did with the results, like following up with something that builds trust like that, testimonial-wise, social proof, whatever that can be, that is a very effective way to follow up. And then also, don't just be like DMing them and then nothing else, right? DM them, email them, but then go and comment on their posts that they're doing. Throw them up on your story and tag them, shouting them out. Give some like positive investment into their brand and what they're doing. Because if you say that you care about their brand so much, helping them build their brand, show it by actually going and increasing their engagement of their brand, right? If you say that you care so much, but then you don't even engage, you don't even follow them, that's just going to fall on flat ears, right? They're just going to be like, oh, this person doesn't actually care about us. So you can also go and give value where you can. during your follow-ups, or even you can comment back on stories being like, oh, this is so sick. What if you did something like this? Like, even if you just give free value that way, mm-hmm. it just encourages people to know, like, and trust you more and want to hire you.
Yeah. You got to be all over their stuff.
All over it.
Is there anything else we need to talk about when it comes to follow-ups?
Hmm. I don't know. What do you
feel like we covered how to do it, covered what you can say,
yeah,
pitch the ideas,
yeah,
and we covered frequency. All that's left is for you guys to go and start following up.
To go and do it.
So guys, start following up. Seriously, yeah. The faster and the better, the more efficiently you can follow up with clients, the more work you're going to get. Hope this episode was super helpful for you. If you know somebody that needs to follow up more in their own business, send this episode to them. Share it on your story. Tag us on Instagram. Share it on your story. Screenshot this. We'd love to see who's listening to the show, connect with you there, and then also repost you as a way to say thank you for listening to the show. So cannot wait to jump on with you guys next week and talk about an entirely new topic on how you can build your business so you can get paid to do what you love, succeed at building a business where you're succeeding at doing what you love. That's the whole goal of the show. That's why we're doing this. I hope today's episode was very helpful and you doing that, and catch you in your follow-ups.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.